6 years after Israel launched a 22-day war on the blockaded Gaza Strip, families of the victims are still awaiting justice. In December 2008, Israeli forces launched an all-out war on the densely populated coastal strip, killing and maiming thousands of innocent civilians. Israel launched two more wars and several military incursions since then, claiming hundreds of innocent lives. War victims have filed several lawsuits against the Israeli military, but so far no criminal charges have been brought against Israeli military commanders. Ahmad Samouni lost 29 members of his family during the 2008 war.
Elderly people, women and children, 29 members of my family were killed in the Israeli bombardment and I was injured. Since 2008 and until now in 2014, Israeli forces perpetrated crimes against us and the war criminals were not brought to justice. No one has so far been able to stop Israeli crimes due to the international silence.
Shil Shacht Gazan say international silence during the 2008 war has given Israel the green light to carry out more deadly attacks on them. In 2012, Israeli forces waged another war on the tiny seaside territory, killing over 170 Gazans. Israeli forces also killed over 2,100 Gazans in the recent war on Gaza, many of them children.
We are not terrorists. The Israelis are the terrorists who kill our innocent children. What did my grandchildren do to deserve to die in an Israeli bombardment? All they wanted was to buy milk from the store and they were torn to pieces by an Israeli rocket. Palestinians want to live in freedom and the Israelis are the aggressors.
Human rights groups have accused Israel of launching military attacks on Palestinians with callous disregard for human life. Nearly 5,000 Gazans lost their lives during Israeli wars and military aggressions on Gaza since 2008, including hundreds of women and children. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.